You guys ready to roll? My name's Chris, and I'm the teaching pastor here at Hoboken Grace. Right now, we're in the middle of this series called Destinations. We've been looking at this thing called the principle of the path. And if you haven't been with us for the last couple weeks, let me just kind of sum it up for you. The principle of the path is simply this, that it's not your intentions that will determine your destination, but your direction. And so you can hope that your life is going to turn out some way. You're going to hope that you end up somewhere. But if you take a direction that leads you a different way, if you can hope that, okay, I hope that in my life, I hope my marriage is going to work out this way. Great. But if you make choices that take you a different direction, it doesn't matter what you hope for. It doesn't matter what you wish for. It doesn't matter how much faith you have. That's not going to determine your destination. Your destination will always be determined by your direction. And we've talked about this kind of in terms of driving, right? And the fact that you can hope you'll end up at the Jersey Shore, but if you get on the parkway headed north, you'll never, ever end up at the Jersey Shore. And we've been diving into this and talking through this, and we've talked through a lot of different aspects of this, and the fact that sometimes in our life we realize we're on the wrong path. Sometimes in our life we realize the path that we're on is not going to take us where we want to end up, but it's just easier to keep going. And so we talked about how do we get off that path and get onto the right path, and the fact that the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer harm. And then last week we looked at the fact that when we're dealing with these choices of which path to take, the truth is we don't know the future. And we can be as wise as we want to be, and we can have all the information that we could possibly have, and we're still going to make bad choices, because the truth is we need God. And that we have the opportunity to plug into someone who does know the future. And that when we begin to acknowledge God in all of our ways, all of a sudden He begins to make our paths straight. He begins to clear the way for us. And we've been talking about this, and this week we're continuing this conversation, and we're going to be kind of putting the final piece into place, the final piece of this puzzle into place today before we kind of change focus in our conversation. And today what I want to talk to you about is attention. Because what you pay attention to will influence your direction. And we already know that our direction determines our destination, right? We already know that the choices we make, that's what's gonna determine where we end up. And today I want to talk to you about attention, because attention will influence, without a doubt, your direction, right? I learned this early on, and as I was, you know, learning how to drive. And for most of you, like, you got your permit, and your parents were like, okay, you can drive on the safe roads, but don't go on the highways, right? Because your parents were, like, caring and loving, and they wanted to keep you safe. I got my permit, and my dad said, we're driving to Michigan. We lived in Alabama at that time. He said, we're driving to Michigan, and I'm going to sleep, and you're going to drive. And I was like, okay, and we got it, and we took off, and we started driving, and I'm driving on these huge highways, right? And I grew up on a farm, so I had driven a lot before that, and when you're on a farm, you learn to drive when you're like 4 years old, but I've driven a lot before that, but I've never driven on a huge highway like this, and I'm driving along, and I'm driving past this like really cool truck, and I remember I was in the middle of Nashville at this point on the trip, and I'm driving past this really cool truck, and I was like, wow, that's an awesome truck, right? And I'm driving, and just kind of so you know the context of this, like, I'm driving a giant conversion van, right? The back seat, like, folds out into a king-size bed, right? It's one of those vans. They don't really make those anymore, right? But we loved them. I had four there were four of us as kids. I had three sisters and me, so when we took these long trips, we needed this van. And so I'm driving this giant van, and I'm driving past this truck, and I was like, man, that's a really cool truck, right? And I'm kind of, you know, keeping my eye on the road, but kind of paying attention to this truck and checking out this truck. And all of a sudden, as I'm checking, I'm like, man, that's a really cool truck. My mirror is touching that truck's mirror. Right? And all of a sudden our mirrors come into contact, and he swerves and I swerve back, right? And my heart's going crazy. And I realize something that a lot of you know, right? That when you're driving, if you begin to look this direction, you will begin to drive that direction, right? And I pull off the side of the road, and my heart's going crazy, and my dad wakes up, and he's like, what's happening? And I explained to him what's happening. He's like, yeah, listen, if you look at the car next to you, you'll probably hit the car next to you. So keep going. And then he went back to bed. No lie, that is exactly what happened. But it's simply true. What has our attention will determine or will influence our direction, right? It's something that most of us know. It's kind of common sense, and we understand it when we're driving. But again, when it comes to these principles, oftentimes we kind of disconnect this principle from the choices that we're making in our life. And I love the way that we talk about this idea of attention, especially in the English language, because we'll say things like, you know, that captured my attention, or that grabbed my attention, right? And we all know how this kind of plays out in life. You're kind of heading one direction, you've got your sights set on something, and all of a sudden something begins to grab your attention or capture your attention, and it begins to change your direction. Right? As I was beginning, you know, working with churches and beginning ministry, this happened to me because growing up, I was really close to my sisters and really good friends with my sisters, and so I got to know their friends pretty well. And for those of you who don't know me, you just need to kind of know this right up front. Like, I married my sister's best friend, right? I'm that guy. I say that periodically here at Hoboken Grace, just so you know that up front, right? And I remember very clearly a time where, you know, growing up, I knew my sister's friends, and so I knew Anna, who is now my wife, and I had known her for a long time. I'd known her for like 8 years, but Anna's younger than me. We'll just leave it at that. I won't tell you what the difference is. And so, like, you know, she was always kind of like a little sister to me. And I remember very clearly when I came back from college and I was kind of working, and I'd been working a couple years after college, and she was kind of getting to be like a junior and senior in college, and I began to realize that Anna was capturing my attention in a little different way than she ever had before. And she grabbed my attention, and you guys know, if you know me at all, that drastically changed my direction in my life. And there are little people who are in this world because of the fact that she captured or grabbed my attention. My kids, for those of you who are like, what is he talking about, right? Like, what? And it is plural, for those of you who don't know. There is one that exists and one that's on the way. She captured my attention, and it changed my direction. Drastically changed my direction. And in our lives, this happens to us all the time. And sometimes it's for great things, but sometimes it's for really bad things. And there are things that if we went around this room and you told your story, I guarantee you we could share story after story after story of things that grabbed our attention or captured our attention that we wish had never, ever come across our path. Things that captured our attention that we wish we would have just walked past. Phone numbers that we wish we never would have called back. Business decisions we wish we would have just let go. Things that we got intrigued with and so we decided to try that we wish, man, I wish I'd never tried that. And along this journey, it's amazing how these things can come into our lives. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they just grab us. And we didn't intend for our direction to change. We didn't intend for our life to begin moving that way. But it grabbed our attention. And all of a sudden, we found ourselves heading in a direction we never, ever wanted to go. But the interesting thing about this is that while there are things that grab our attention, there's kind of two sides to this coin. Because there are those things that enter into our life that grab our attention, that capture our attention and begin to take us places we never wanted to go. But then there are also things that we need to pay attention to. There are things in our life that if we're not careful, we'll begin to neglect, things that we realize and we know, listen, I've got to pay attention to this. And so you realize, if I don't pay attention to my marriage, it's going to be bad. You realize, if I don't pay attention to my kids, it's going to be bad. If I don't pay attention to my spiritual life, it's going to be bad. And so we see as we look at this idea of attention that there are things that grab or capture our attention, and there are things that we have to pay attention to. And it's interesting because as you experience life, there are some things that grab and capture your attention that are great, but on the whole, it seems like most of the things that grab my attention or capture my attention, those things tend to lead me away from where I want to go. Whereas the things that I realize I need to pay attention to, those are the things that usually take me exactly where I need to go. And so it doesn't matter if you believe this. It doesn't matter if you buy into this. The truth is that this is a principle. What you pay attention to will influence your direction. And your direction will determine your destination. So it's crucial to evaluate what we pay attention to. And I think for most of us, we understand, okay, you're sitting there and you're saying, that's kind of common sense. I understand that. That makes sense to me. And I kind of buy into that. And I think most of us know this. But today what I want you to see is I want you to see how important this is. And I want you to see that from the perspective of your Heavenly Father. And if you're here at Hoboken Grace for the first time, maybe your friend invited you decided to come check it out, and you're not really sure what to expect. There's something you need to understand about the way we talk about God. You see, we believe that when you open God's Word, when you begin to dive into these pages, you don't see a God who's standing off and looking at us and saying, man, I hope he's good enough. I hope they make it. I hope this works out. We don't believe that when you look at God's Word that that's at all representative of who our God is. At Hoboken Grace, we believe and we talk about this over and over and over again, and we've seen this over and over and over again in the pages of God's Word, that God is actually a God who's intimately concerned with what's going on in your life. A God who doesn't stand at a distance, but a God who's entered into your story to bring you back to Him, to bring you back to what you were created for, to bring you back to everything that He had for you. A God who actually gives you the opportunity to call Him Father. A God who's given you the chance to be adopted as His son or as His daughter. And so as we talk about this today, I want you to see how important this is from the perspective of your Father. From the perspective of God, who as your Father is lovingly coming alongside of you and saying, listen, if you'll listen to me, I'll lead you to these wonderful things. And so what I want to do today, and we're going to be jumping all over the place, and so the passages are going to be up here on the screen, and what I want to do today is I want to walk through several different passages where over and over and over again, God calls us back to this idea of attention. The first one is found in the book of Deuteronomy, and there's a couple things that you need to understand about this passage. You see, God is interacting with the nation of Israel, right? And He's saying, listen, you're going to be my body, right? You're going to be the ones who display to the entire world who I am. Right? Because God is constantly looking for someone who will stand up and accurately represent Him in the world. And He says, listen, nation of Israel, you're going to be my people. I'm going to be your God. I'm going to put you into this promised land, right? And you're going to follow me, and I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to blow you up. It's going to be incredible. And you're going to know that I'm God. You're going to know what I'm about. And the entire world is going to know what I'm about. And everyone's going to see how much I love them through the way that I love you and the way that I love the world through you. And so he's forming this relationship with them, and he's making this deal with them. And he says, listen, if you'll do this, if you'll follow me, I'm telling you, it's going to be incredible. And he's just about to take them into the promised land, and he's given them what we call the law. He's given them these instructions and these guidelines to be able to help them follow this path, right? And listen to what he says to them in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12. If you pay attention
If you pay attention to these laws and careful and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you as he swore to your forefathers. He says, listen, before we go any further, I've laid this out for you. I've detailed this for you. I want you to see the path that I have for you. He says, before you go into this land, I want you have to pay attention. Because you see, God realized as soon as they go into this land that there are going to be distractions all around them. And he realized as soon as they went into this land that they were going to look at the way that the people who were there before them, the way that they worshiped God, and they were going to look at their gods, and they were going to look at all these different things that surrounded them, and they were going to look at wealth and all this other stuff, and he realized, you're going to get distracted. So before you go in here, pay attention. Because if you don't, it's going to influence your direction. And it's going to change your destination. And the cool thing about it and the awful thing about it at the same time is that the nation of Israel is just like you and just like me. And so you saw them go into the promised land and they were like really focused, right? And they're paying attention and they're like, okay, I'm following God. I'm following his path. I'm living this out, right? And then all of a sudden you'd begin to see them get distracted. And all of a sudden, you begin to see them looking at this over here and this over here and this over here, and they'd start worshiping this god, and they'd go over here, and then they started doing this, and they stopped taking care of the poor, and they stopped. And God's like, no, pay attention. And all of a sudden, they'd begin to change their direction, and God would take them out of the promised land, or God would bring something into their life to get them focused again, and then they'd get really focused again. But then all of a sudden, again, the distractions would come in, and over and over and over again, this happened. And I'm telling you, if you've been on this journey of following Jesus Christ, you know exactly what that looks like. You're focused, you're paying attention, you're zoned in, right? And then all of a sudden, these things start to grab your attention. All of a sudden, these things start to capture your attention, and they start to take you in different ways. And so God's saying, listen, you have to pay attention. A few years later, King David rises up, and all of a sudden Israel now is in the promised land, and David begins to write about this. Listen to what David says in Psalm 119. It says, direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart towards your statutes and not towards selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. How many of us could tell stories of worthless things that grabbed our attention? Those things that, man, if you could go back, you would give anything to just walk past that. And David's saying, listen, you've got to understand how important this is. He says, God, please keep me focused. God, please help me pay attention. God, please stop me from paying attention to these things that are going to distract me and lead me astray. Just a few years later, his son says this in Proverbs 4, verse 25. It says, let your eyes look straight ahead, fix your gaze directly before you, make level paths for your feet, and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left, but keep your foot from evil. For some of you, this needs to be your memory verse. This may actually be your memory verse inside of your program today. I'm not positive about that. But inside your program, every week we give you a different memory verse. This is a great memory verse for you, especially for those of you who are guys who travel, right? If you're a guy and you're traveling, you realize how easily you can be distracted. And I have conversations, I don't travel that much, but I have conversations with a lot of guys who do, and I'll be having these conversations, over and over again I hear the same story. You know, it's so hard when I go on vacation not to be distracted, and I'll be walking through the airport, or I'll be at the hotel, and all of a sudden these things start to capture my attention, all of a sudden these things start to pull me in all these different ways, And for those of you who are in those situations, this is a great memory verse for you because it's pretty long. And so by the time you get done reciting it to yourself, you'll probably be past whatever it is that that's distracting you. It's also good for those of you who are women who shop. It's the same principle. And he's saying, God, please just keep my eyes straight. Because this is true, right? The things that distract us are never the things straight ahead of us. The things that distract us are the things to the left or to the right, the things that aren't actually on the path we want to be on. And so again, you hear God bringing this up. And then hundreds and hundreds of years later, you see Jesus come onto the scene and step into human history. And listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 22. It says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great that darkness is." Now, you're reading that verse. And for those of you who are reading through God's word, this is one of those verses where you get to it and you're like, that doesn't make any sense to me. There's a little bit of context that you need to understand about this. How many of you are like, you love camping, right? You love outdoors. You love all that, right? I figured there would be like three of you, right? And we're in Hoboken, let's not lie to ourselves, right? Like, we don't go places without hotels. We're like, what? There's not a bathroom? What? Like, yeah, well then that's why you have a hard time understanding this passage, right? Because what he's talking about, in Jesus' day, everywhere you went, you carried with you a lantern, right? Not a flashlight, a lantern. Right? And what you would do is as you're walking down your path, you would hold this lantern out in front of you. Sometimes they would actually have sticks that they would put the lantern on to hold out in front of them so that they could see what was ahead of them. Right? And when Jesus is saying this, he's saying, listen, I want you to understand something. What you pay attention to, it's what lights up the path in front of you. He says, your eyes, what you're focused on, it's what lights up the path in front of you. He's saying, if your eyes are focused on things that are off the path, if your eyes are focused on things that are bad, it's going to lead you to things that are bad. But if your eye is focused on what God has in store for you, if your eye is focused on where God's leading you, it's going to lead you to things that are incredible. He says, pay attention to what has your attention. And for some of you, you're living your life and no one knows it, but inside your head, you have all these daydreams. And these things have captured your attention. She's captured your attention. He's captured your attention. That promotion has captured your attention. And it's filling your imagination, and you're like, it's okay, it's okay, it's just my imagination. Listen to me, do not be surprised when one day your imagination comes rushing into your life. And all of a sudden you find yourself on a path you never intended to be on. But your attention influenced your direction. And that's ultimately going to change your destination. The writer of Hebrews chimes in on this as well. He says he's talking to the church, and the church has begun to kind of pay attention to all these things on the side, and all of a sudden the church is being distracted by all these different things and going away from what Jesus Christ called it to be. And so in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, one of the first things he says to them, he says, "We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we've heard, so that we do not drift away." Over and over and over again, your Father is stepping into your life and saying, pay attention to what has your attention. Please, please, pay attention to what has your attention, because it's going to change your direction. I remember I was learning how to snowboard, and my sister was kind of teaching me this. And just to kind of give you a little bit of advice, if you have siblings who enjoy seeing you in pain, don't have them teach you how to snowboard. And we're going down this hill, and she would give me like some good advice and then like some bad advice just to see like really good falls, right? And we're kind of making our way down this hill, and she's teaching me this idea of attention, right? This principle of attention, because as you're on a snowboard, you're going one way across the hill, and then you have to kind of cut back the other way, right? And your first inclination is just to do it with your feet. Like, okay, with my feet, I've got to change my direction. And she's like, she says, no. She says, you don't have to do that. She says, all you have to do is look over your shoulder. And she's being honest. This is true. This is the way it works in snowboarding, right? And she says, you're going this way down the hill, right? And she says, don't try to turn your feet. She says, just take your eyes and look over your shoulder. And I looked over my shoulder, and all of a sudden I changed direction. Because wherever my eyes went, my shoulders went, my hips went, and then my feet went. And I changed direction. I was like, this is incredible. And we're going back the other way. She's like, yeah, just look over your shoulder again. I looked over my shoulder and just right back. And everything that I've been working so hard to do just fell right into place. Because everything in my body followed my eyes. And as you're living your life, I'm telling you, you will find this principle true over and over and over again. What has your attention will change your direction. And for some of you, that scares you to death because your attention is on everything that it shouldn't be. And you realize how this is destroying your life. But for others of you, this is great news because you've begun to pay attention to things that are important. And for some of you, you've begun to see this lived out in your life because you're paying attention to some things and it's changing you. And you're like, I don't really know how it's happening, but all of a sudden my direction is changing and all of a sudden these great things are coming into my life and it's awesome because you're paying attention to what's important. And so my question to you today is, what has your attention? What's caught your attention? What's grabbed your attention? What do you need to pay more attention to? Some of you here, and this is the American culture, and so we get married, and when you get married, just kind of shift into autopilot. Listen, that won't work. You have to pay attention to your relationship. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's your education. I don't know what it is. This applies to all of our lives. You're here today and you don't even believe in God. I don't care. That doesn't even matter when it comes to this principle. This is true for you no matter who you are, no matter where you are. What has your attention? And what do you need to pay more attention to? And for some of us, we're here, and the reason that you're here is because you want to do something with your life. And you want to know, and every time you see Hoboken Grace, and we put Hoboken Grace up here on it, right underneath our name, you see this line, Living Lives of Significance. Because I believe that inside of every single one of us, God has given us this drive to make a difference. To know that at the end of our lives, at the end of this road, someone else's life is different because I was alive. To leave behind us a legacy. To know that, okay, I made a difference somehow, somewhere. And you want that so much. And you're praying for that. And you want to know that, okay, I made a difference. But as you're living your life, you're getting distracted by all these things to the left and to the right. And you're just getting distracted by the size of your apartment and the car and the clothes and everything else that will rob you of the opportunity to make a difference. And you're getting distracted. It was funny, as Charlie said that today, I was like, oh man, he doesn't know what I'm going to say today, because I said, one of my main points was, you're getting distracted by TV. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm saying this, it will rob you of your life. And I have conversations all the time with people who are like, you know what, I want to make a difference. I want to get involved in what's going on at Hoboken Grace. I want to love people and serve people, but man, I just don't have any time. And then I'll hear them leave that conversation and go into another conversation and talk about the three television shows that they watch every single week. And I'm like, you're going to get to the end. You're going to look back and you're going to be like, man, I wanted to be here. But you're not going to be there. It's robbing you. What's grabbed and captured your attention? What do you need to begin to pay more attention to? Listen to me. I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God wants to do incredible things in your life. This week I was at a conference and I was listening to these guys speak and it was amazing. And God just kept saying to me over and over and over again, I want to do incredible things. And the crazy thing was, he wasn't saying about me. I kept just hearing him saying it about you. But you have to pay attention. And you have to be very, very careful with what has your attention. Your Heavenly Father is leading you and guiding you. And the crazy thing is, and as we've walked through this series, people have been like, man, I can't believe this. This is great. This is awesome. Listen, it's been here all along. That's why over and over again I tell you, read God's Word. Dive into God's Word. He wants to lead and guide you. He loves you. If you'll let Him. Will you pray with me? Father, as we walk through this conversation, for those of us who are here, there are a lot of things that have captured or grabbed our attention that we need to just let go, that we need to let go of. And Father, I pray that as we walk through the rest of this morning, I pray that for every single person here, that they would begin to have this conversation with you of evaluating, okay, what do I need to let go of and what do I need to begin paying more attention to? Father, I doubt that there are many of us here who don't need to begin paying more attention to you. And I pray that this would be the launching point in our lives, where we would begin to live our lives on purpose. And we would begin to look at, okay, God, what should I be paying attention to? And begin to walk down these paths that you're making clear. I thank you for the way you've loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.